This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharti Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj. Acharya Vidyanand Ji played an instrumental role in the restoration and revival of ancient Jain temples across India and worked for education, especially in Prakrit, Jain philosophy and classical languages. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration, purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said the Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The decision was taken in view of Pakistan's support to cross-border terrorism. The ministry stressed that India is no longer bound to perform any of its obligations under the treaty. A total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far under Operation Sindhu from conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid the prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran and 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said 14 Overseas Citizenship of India or OCI card holders, 9 Nepali nationals, 4 Sri Lankan nationals and 1 Iranian spouse of an Indian national were also evacuated from Iran. Bihar has become the first state in the country to launch e-voting facilities through mobile applications in municipal bodies, elections and by polls, which are underway in the state today. Polling is taking place in 6 Nagar Panchayat and 36 different other municipal bodies. Voting in the state began at 7 a.m., will conclude by 5 p.m. For e-voting, voters can cast their votes from 1 till 1 p.m. from their homes. The government has denied claims that it is planning to impose a tax on water usage for agricultural purposes. The Jal Shakti Ministry clarified that rumours pertaining to taxation under the new scheme, modernisation of common area development and water management, are baseless and false. According to the ministry, there is no provision under this pilot project nor any directive from the government to necessarily impose user charges on farmers for water usage. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that judges in lower courts have the limited ability to block presidential orders. Orders from lower courts have hampered President Donald Trump's agenda for months. The U.S. president welcomed the court's decision and said that the whole list of his administration's policies can now move forward. In a 6-3 ruling stemming from President Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship, the court said nationwide injunctions issued by individual district court judges likely exceed their authority. In women's cricket, India will take on England in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. We have more from the world of sports in this report.
The highly anticipated 5-match T20 international series between England women and India women kicks off today at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. The 5-match series is seen a rehearsal for the 2026 Women's World Cup, which will start on 12 June in London. In Asian Snooker Team Championship, India sailed into the semi-finals in Colombo with a commanding 3-0 victory over Qatar. Pankaj Advani set the tone with a dominant 62-24 win over former world champion Ali Abdali. In the doubles, Advani and Brijesh Damani sealed the tie, thrashing the Qatari pair 72-5. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent yesterday. With Neelam Kaushik, Ajay Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast favourable conditions of further advancement of southeast monsoon over rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.